Sorry. Today many worries. Tomorrow will be last day. So please pay respect to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Pajjana, if you understand Pajjana, then the remaining mental moments also you may be easily understand. Mental formations in wholesome, jhana, etc. One consciousness and 33 mental factors. Here you can see number one is consciousness. Number two is contact, phasa. Number three, feeling, vedana. Number four, perception, sanya. Number five, volition, jhana. Number six, one-pointedness, ekagata. In this case, jhana case, that ekagata is called samadhi, concentration.Number seven, life faculty, jivitendriya. Number eight, attention, manasikara. These eight are universal mental formations. Then the other ones. Number nine, initial application of mind to the object such as anapana, brivaga, nimitta, etc. This is vidaka. Number 10, sustained application of mind to the anapana, brivaga, nimitta, etc. This is vichara.Then number 11 is decision, adhimokha, how decide. Well, this is anapana, brivaga, nimitta, etc. In this way, decide. Then energy, viriya, effort. This is a supporting cause, especially for concentration. Number 30, joy or rapture. This is piti. Number 40, desire, chanda.These six are, maybe red color six are occasionals. But in this jhana, phajjana, they are always associated with phajjana dhammas. Then number 50, faith, sadha. Number 60, mindfulness, sati. Number 70, hiri. Shing is not hiri. Today we discuss about this mental factors.Conscience is hiri. Uddhava is shame to others. Hiri is his own object. I'm good person, I'm good woman. Such a person, such a good woman should not do such and such bad karmas, bad doings. So this is conscience, not shame. Shame is uddhava, fear of wrongdoing. This is only shame. Shame to the others, shame to the, bad results, etc. Then, number 90 is no greed, alobha. Number 20 is no hatred, adosa. Number 21 is neutrality of mind, tadra, mija, tadra. Sometimes, they translate equanimity, nearly same. Then number 22 is tranquility of mental body, kaya basadi. Number 23 is tranquility of consciousness, chitta basadi. Number 24 is lightness of mental body, kaya lahuda. Number 25 is lightness of consciousness, chitta lahuda.Number 26 is malleability of mental body, kaya mududa. Number 27 is malleability of consciousness, chitta mududa. Number 28 is willingness of mental body, kaya gaminyada. Number 29 is willingness of consciousness, chitta gaminyada. Number 30 is proficiency of mental body, kaya bagunyada.What is proficiency? He became expert entering into jhana slowly because of this mental ဖတ်တာနော်ကာယဘဂုညတာ if kaya bhagunya da works it is duty it is function then you can easily enter into jhana very quickly so this is proficiency of mental body kaya gaminya da kaya bhagunya da 31 proficiency of consciousness chitta bhagunya da number 32 rectitude of mental body kayu jugada number 33 rectitude of consciousness chaitu jugada they are wholesome universals beautiful universal mental factors in every wholesome or good beautiful consciousness they are always associated this yellow color 90 then another pink color is wisdom faculty amoha this is associated in this case amoha is penetrating anabana paribhaga nimitta only or maybe when you are practicing kasina penetrating kasina object etc so jhana object only so these 34 are always present in five jhana but in second jhana according to cittukka mesa buddhaka vichara initial application of the mind and sustained application of the mind these two are absent so there may be 32 but I want to explain here about five aggregates so consciousness is the aggregate of consciousness vijnana khanda among this there are feeling is the aggregate of feeling, there is perception sinya. Sinya is the aggregate of perception. The remaining all 31 mental formations are called the aggregate of formations. So there are four mental aggregates. You should understand in every mind moment in the same way. In every mind moment, always feeling is always present. That feeling may be sukha. Happy feeling or dukkha, painful feeling or upekkha, neutrality of feeling or equanimous feeling. No problem. Every feeling is the aggregate of feeling. Every perception is the aggregate of perception. The remaining mental factors are always the aggregate of formations, sankhara khanda. Consciousness is the aggregate of consciousness. So in every mind moment there are four mental aggregates. Four mental aggregates sometimes are called nama. When they are called nama, they incline their own respective object. When you are practicing anabana, taking anabana paribhaga nimitta as object, at that time you are mind inclined to the you are anabana paribhaga nimitta only, not any other object. So such type of inclination is called nama. In the same way, when you are practicing kasina, for example, white kasina, ordada kasina. All your mind inclined to the ordada kasina object. So they are all respective objects, they incline. So that inclination nature is called nama. Rupa is always changing. But in our five world play, pincha hogara play, five aggregate play. There are always rupa. The mentality, these four mental aggregates always arise depending on materiality. We call this is base. Especially these jhana dhammas arise depending on heart base. Not depending on brain. Many Westerners, this is this mental formation, powerful mental formations, rise depending on brain. There may be cognition. Cognition means if brain is absent, they die. But heart also absent, they will die. In the same way. If there is liver, no liver, then they will die. No lung, they will die. No head, they will die. So, because of this reason, in the brain, only there are body base, kaya basada. Depending on body base, eight types of mental formations can arise. Eight types are the first eight one. Consciousness in 7 universal mental formations, these 8 only can arise. So there is no wisdom faculty among these 8. Do you see wisdom faculty? No. But wisdom faculty arises depending on heart phase only. So this is, you can now practically practice. If you have enough concentration, you can see these 34 mental formations arise depending on your heart phase. So you should try to understand in every mind moment in the same way. Subsequently, attainment of jhana. Here, V is vibrating bhunga, A is resting bhunga, the two bhungas. After that, mind of advancing consciousness. Then VR, this is prigama. Prigama is preliminary concentration. Then AC, ubhachara, excess concentration. CN, this is anuloma, conformity of concentration. Then CH, good review, change of lineage. Lineage means previously was called sensual playing tamas, kamavachara tamas. Then later there may be GH, there are jhana tamas. So jhana tamas are fine material jhana tamas. Previous parigama, upachara, anuloma, good review, they are kamavachara dhammas, sensual play, mind moments. So jhana mind moment is fine material moment, mind moment. So they are different. So they could have change of lineage. This is in second jhana also the same series, but mental formations are different. In second jhana, Vidaga Vichara is absent. Tajjana, Vidaga Vichara Pidi is absent. Then fourth jhana, in the same way, Vidaga Vichara Pidi is Sukha absent, but Upaka associated. So in fourth jhana, there are also 31. But when you are discerning these numbers in excess concentration stage, excess concentration means here, parigama, preliminary concentration, upasara, excess concentration, CN, anuloma, conformity concentration, then good rabu, change of lineage concentration. These concentration stage, vidaga vichara is associated. At that time, vidaga vichara is still there. But PD is absent in both jhana. In other jhanas, PD also present. But only jhana stage. In second jhana stage, vidaga vichara disappear. In third jhana stage, vidaga vichara bidi disappear. In fourth jhana, sukha disappear and upaka associate. Upaka is present. So in fourth jhana, excess concentration stage, bidi also absent because excess concentration also must be upaka, virana, neutral feeling. Jhana concentration also must be upaka, neutral feeling. But the lower jhanas, first jhana, second jhana, and third jhana, in jhana tamas are always associated with happy feeling, somnasa, virana, or sukha, virana. So, pidi is present. Then another one is maybe mega chaita. Sotapanna, first attainment of path and fruition attainment. Object is either impermanent or suffering or non-self nature of formations. When you are practicing vipassana, you must contemplate dukkha sijja dhammas, five aggregates, and samudaya sijja dhammas, the dependent origination fetters. As these two noble truths are called formations, sankharas. These sankhara formations are the object of vipassana insight. You must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Systematically up to the knowledge of equanimity towards formations, sankharupaka jnana. When you are contemplating in this way, slowly your mind will become very calm and neutral feeling will arise. Equanimous feeling. You have no worry about these formations. You have no desire to attach them. So at that time you want to escape from these formations. At that time you can contemplate any jhana dhamma or any formation. For example, when you are contemplating five jhana dhammas as anatta, at that time, if you realize nibbana, then we can say you are part in fruition knowledge which realizes nibbana also associated with five jhana. Because when you are calculating that part knowledge, there are 37 mandala formations. Among 37, there are five jhana pedas. Vidyaka, initial application of the mind to the nibbana object, which are sustained application of the mind to the nibbana object, piti, joy or rapture, sukha, happy feeling, and then ekagata, one-pointedness. But at that time, this is called samadhi, right concentration on the nibbana object only. So these five jhana fetters are present. Because of this reason, this path knowledge is called first path knowledge. And Purusha knowledge also same. But when you are contemplating second jhana dhammas, at that time if you realize nibbana, then your path in Purusha knowledge will be associated with second jhana fetters. At that time Vidaka Vichara is absent. There may be 35 mental formations. But 34 plus 4, 3 viridhi. 3 abstinences are all 37. And when you are realizing nibbana, your path knowledge is called supramundane path knowledge. In supramundane world, 3 viridhis are always associated with path knowledge. Because your path knowledge destroys the defilements which will commit any wrongdoing or wrong speech, etc. So because of this reason, 3 viridhis are always present when you are realizing nibbana. Your path knowledge will be associated with 3 viridhis. But when you are contemplating vipassana in mundane world, these 3 cannot associate together. They can be associated one by one only, because object is not same. For example, you restrain to kill beings. That restraining object is the beings, not to kill. You restrain from stealing. You do not steal. That stealing is others' property. So object is different. So because of this, in mundane world, they cannot rise together. But in supramundane case, they all take nibbana as object, only one object. They are present at that day. Why? Defilements, your path knowledge will destroy the defilements, which will commit this wrongdoing, wrong action, wrong speech, etc. In the same way, when you are practicing, when you are contemplating that jhana dhammas, at that time, if you realize nibbana, then your path knowledge will be associated that jhana dhammas. There may be 3 jhana, 2 jhana fetters, sukha and ekagata. In the same way, when you are contemplating 4th jhana dhammas or higher immaterial jhanas, at that time, if you realize nibbana, then your path in Purusha knowledge will be associated with 4th jhana. This 4th jhana, because there are 2 jhana fetters, upekkha and ekagata, neutral feeling and one-pointedness. So, because of this reason, in each path knowledge, there may be 4 types. So, 4 types of knowledge and 4 types of Purusha. But this is according to Chittaka Metta. But there is also Pinchaka Metta. Pinchaka Metta is there are 5 jhana fetters. If you remove jhana fetters, other than you can remove one by one. Vidaka absent, vichara absent, piti absent, sukha absent. In this way, one by one you remove. And then the jhana will be five. If you try, this is called pinchaka metta. According to pinchaka metta, there may be sotta body but knowledge five types. Sotta body plus knowledge will be five types. In the same way, sakadagami, anagami, and arahat path and progeny knowledge, also each path and progeny knowledge, there are five types. Altogether, there may be 40 Subrahmande consciousness only. So, after explaining these mental formations, today I want to introduce you about the consciousness, Chaitra. Abhidhamma, ultimate truth, reality is fourfold. Number one is consciousness, Chaitra. Number two is mental factors, Chaitasika. Number three is metta, rupa, conditioned dhamma. So among these conditioned dhammas are the object of vipassana, except supramundane path and fruition, consciousness and mental formations. So they are sometimes called sankhara formations. But this sankhara, the use of sankhara formations are different meaning. Among five aggregates, there is sankhara khanda. This sankhara khanda means 52 mental fetters. Among 52 mental fetters, only you should remove virana and sanya, feeling and perception. Feeling is the aggregate of feeling, perception is the aggregate of perception. The remaining 50 mental factors are called sankhara khanda, the aggregate of formation only. Every consciousness is the aggregate of consciousness. But within one mind moment, one type of consciousness only can be present. But mental factors, there may be sometimes seven mental factors may be associated with that one type of consciousness. Sometimes there may be 34, etc., or 20, etc. So, Nibbana, this is unconditioned Dhamma, asankhata dhatu. Nibbana is permanent, always, whether Buddhas appear in this world or not. Nibbana is always there. It is unconditioned Dhamma, unconditioned element. Unconditioned means for conditioned things, there are especially four causes. Kama, Chaita, Udu, Ahara. This is especially for Rupa. For mental formations, there may be different causes. But first causes are avijja, ignorance, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara formation, volitional formations, and Kama, the power of these volitional formations. So altogether, there may be five causes, but there may be also some present causes. So they have their own respective causes. These causes produce these formations, so they are called conditioned dhamma. But Nibbana is unconditioned dhamma, asankhata dhatu. There is no cause. It is permanent. If you realize this Nibbana, then that realization is the goal of our asceticism, Buddhism. So, number one, first ultimate truth is consciousness, Chaitta. The characteristic of consciousness is awareness or knowing of an object or cognizing an object. Its function is to be forerunner of the mental states. Forerunner, especially, this is when you are accumulating wholesome dhammas or unwholesome dhammas. This consciousness is forerunner. If consciousness do not lead, for example, now you are coming here, you have no desire to come. You have no consciousness to come here, then you cannot come here. You will not arrive here. Because you have no desire, no consciousness to come here. So consciousness is when you are accumulating wholesome dhammas or unwholesome dhammas. This is purana especially. Another is when you are, especially when you are digging patisandhi, at the conception stage, but linking mind moment stage, vijnana consciousness is purana. This is predominant. If vijnana do not present in terms of patisandhi, but linking mind moment, the remaining mental formations, mental products cannot arise. At that day, purana is consciousness. The manifestation here, characteristic of, in Pali, this is called lakana function, it is called rasa. The manifestation, pichupatana. It is a continuity of process. Number four, proximate cause, padatana. Padatana is mind in middle fetters in medha. Mind in medha. Mind means middle fetters, chittisika in rupa. If there are no chittisikas, chitta alone cannot arise. So chittisikas are also proximate cause. But in our five aggregate world, Kinchaukara play. If there are no base, then mind cannot arise. So base rupa also important. So because of this reason, mind and matter both are proximate cause. Consciousness chaita. The process of cognizing an object. In the blink of an eye, billions of consciousness arise and pass away. At any one moment, only one consciousness arises. In conventional truth, one lives from concentration to death, from conception to death. However, in the ultimate sense, one lives only for one consciousness moment. Maybe we had explained cognitive process. For example, now previously we explained jhana, phajjhana cognitive process. In phajjhana cognitive process, there is, for example, number one is mind or embodying consciousness. As long as this consciousness has this passed away, when it is not yet passed away, then another consciousness cannot arise. Because within mind moment, only one type of consciousness can arise. Two types of consciousness cannot arise simultaneously. Because of this reason, Purima, Purima, Kusala, Dhamma, Pichimana, Pichimana, Kusala, Nandamana, Nandara, Pichena, Pichyo, in this way Buddha taught. Because of the cessation of one precedent, new precedent comes. If old precedent is not yet ceased, his duty, then new precedent cannot come up. In the same way only. Within one mind moment, one type of consciousness only can arise. So, their lifespan is only three small mind moments. Upada, rising stage. Thiti, static stage. Bhinga, perishing stage. When they reach Bhinga stage, they disappear. That disappear is called the dying only. Then, in conventional truth, one lives from conception to death. However, in the ultimate sense, one lives only for one consciousness moment. Although it arises at tremendous speed, each consciousness goes through the same three stages, rising, birth, static, decay, and dissolution, death. So they have three stages. Mind moment, chaita, rising, static, dissolution, three stages. Consciousness can be classified with respect to its nature, jati, in four ways. Number one is unwholesome, akusala. Number two, wholesome, kusala. Number 3, Rasade Vibhaga. Number 4, Functional Kriya. 6 types of roots. 3 wholesome roots. No greed, no hatred, no delusion. 3 unwholesome roots. Greed, hatred, delusion. For wholesome dhammas, these 3 are important. For unwholesome dhammas, these unwholesome 3 roots are also important. Consciousness can be classified with respect to its nature, jati, in 4 ways. Unwholesome, akusala, wholesome, kusala, 3 resulta, vibhaga, 4 functional kriya. There are 2 types of functional. Phyto-advanting consciousness and mind-advanting consciousness. These 2 types of functional always arise in every phyto-advanting consciousness arises in every phyto-cognitive process. Mind-advanting consciousness arises always in every mind-cognitive process. This is important. But other functional chaitas, such as Mahagriya chaita, etc., they are for arahats only. For example, occasionally, arahats also do dana. But their donation is just functional. Why? Their donation cannot produce any future existence. So just only functional. Just they are doing only. In the same way, they observe sila. Their sila cannot produce any new existence. So they are also functional. In the same way, occasionally they may practice samatha and vipassana. Before jhana stage, these concentrations are called functional. But this functional is sensual functional consciousness only. They cannot produce any result. They may attain jhana. Their jhana also cannot produce any future existence. So they are functional. Okay. 12 unwholesome consciousness. Among 12 unwholesome consciousness, 8 rooted in greed, lobha, mula, chaita. Number 1, consciousness, accompanied by joy, associated with wrong view, unprompted. Okay. Yesterday we explained about mental formations associated with greed, maybe 20. Yeah, do you remember? Yesterday we calculate 20. This number 1 chaita is always associated with 20. Because associated with wrong view, unprompted. Oh, sorry. This is 80. 80 means sloth and dobha is not present. But number 2, one consciousness accompanied by joy associated with wrong view, prompted. If they are prompted, then sloth and dobha tinamita is always associated. So there may be 18 plus 2, 20. Number 3, one consciousness accompanied by joy dissociated from wrong view, unprompted. Yes, this 20. Among these 20, sloth and dobha is associated with unprompted consciousness only. Prompted consciousness, these 2 are not associated. Sometimes wrong view is associated with one consciousness moment, but sometimes wrong view is not associated with consciousness moment. At that time, occasionally conceit mana associated. Occasionally only, not always. So because of this, associated mental fetters are not same. So mind became 8 types only. Only mind is only just consciousness, whether this is good or not. But if they associated with such a wholesome group, then this consciousness began unwholesome only. But If one consciousness associated with wholesome group such as 34 mental formations mentioned in Janadama, Pachana Dhamma, they became wholesome dhammas only. But for arahats, they became functional only. So associated mental padas are like what called time. Time. Different color. Now you have different color. Man is man, woman is woman only, same. But color is not same. Different color. In the same way, consciousness is consciousness only. But, consciousness is consciousness only. But if they are associated with different mental factors, they begin, this is one type, this is one type, this is one type. So because of this reason, there are different types of consciousness only. Then number three, one consciousness accompanied by joint, dissociated from wrong view, unpretended. If it is dissociated, occasionally it may associate with mana conceit. Then number four, one consciousness accompanied by joint, dissociated from wrong view, prompted. If it is prompted, there may be sloth and dobha will be associated. Then number five is one consciousness accompanied by equanimity, associated with wrong view, unprompted. So feeling is only different. In the above, number 1, 2, 3, 4, they are associated with joy, somanasa. But in the number 5, 6, 7, 8, they are associated with equanimity. Because when they are doing accumulated and wholesome dhammas, occasionally they may have happy feeling. For example, if you see this, oh, very good, very beautiful, you may have happy feeling. But occasionally, sometimes, no happy feeling. So there may be feeling is different. So because of this reason, consciousness became different types. So sometimes equanimity, sometimes somnolence. If there is equanimity, pity is upset. If there is associated with joy, then pity will be present. So this is the only difference. Because of this reason, there may be 20, 90, 80, 22, etc. Then number 6 is one consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with wrong view prompted. Number 7 is one consciousness accompanied by equanimity dissociated from wrong view unprompted. Number 8, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity dissociated from wrong view, prompted. So there are, yesterday we had calculated 20 etc. mental formations. So these mental formations, sometimes they are not same in each mind moment. Because of this reason, there are 8 types of mind moments rooted in greed. In the same way, there are 2 rooted in hatred, dosa group. One consciousness accompanied by displeasure. Displeasure means dhammarasa, unhappy feeling. Associated with aversion, associated with anger, dosa. Unprompted. Unprompted means according to your own nature, dosa arise quickly. But sometimes you have no dosa, but others, why you are doing like that? Why you are doing like that? In this way, other prompt, then you have a lot of anger. So there may be 2 types. Because of this reason, consciousness rooted in dosa, there are 2 types only. They may 80, 20, etc. One consciousness accompanied by displeasure associated with aversion prompted. So there are 2 rules. Then another is 12 unwholesome consciousness, 2 rooted in delusion, moha, mula, cheta. One consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with doubt. At that time, no lobha, no dosa, only just doubt. Maybe I do not believe. I do not believe past life. I do not believe future life. So just do not believe only. At that time, no happy feeling, no equanimity, but only equanimity. No dosa, no lobha. So just delusion. That delusion means not knowing the Four Noble Truth only. If you do not understand about the Noble Truth of suffering, dukkha, sitta, if you do not understand about the Noble Truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, sitta, if you do not understand about the Noble Truth of the cessation of suffering, nirodha, sitta, if you do not understand about the Noble Truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, this four types of not understanding is called delusion. Such delusion is important. What is your name? I do not know your name. Such type of not knowing is not delusion. Not understanding only. Because this is, your perception, senya, is not good only. Not delusion. So all together there are 12 unwholesome type of consciousness only. These unwholesome dhammas produce to be reborn in woeful states. But some unwholesome dhammas are not so strong enough to produce in woeful states. So such type of weak unwholesome dhammas produce in human world or diva world, etc. In time of bodhi. Bodhi means between Padisandi in Chuti, this is called Pavodhi, along the life, through the life. So this Bodhi time, they can produce bad results, such as you may see undesirable objects, you may hear undesirable sounds, etc. So this is because of previous unwholesome karma. These karmas are very weak unwholesome karmas. Very strong and powerful wholesome dhammas will produce to be reborn in one of hopeful states. So, if you understand these wholesome dhammas and unwholesome dhammas, then Buddha suggests, sabba babasa akarana, you must not do all unwholesome deeds. You must not accumulate unwholesome dhammas, because they will produce bad results. So if you understand such mental formations, such type of consciousness are unwholesome, then you should try not to accumulate these unwholesome dhammas. So you should not, you should not serve your greed to increase. You should not serve your dosa, hatred, to increase. You should suppress. You should not try to increase lobha, dosa, moha. If you try to increase lobha, dosa, moha, they will become very strong. That strong lobha, dosa, moha will produce to be reborn in one of woeful states. So you should suppress this lobha, dosa, and moha. How you should suppress? You should only accumulate wholesome group only. Then, eight senses, we are wholesome consciousness. Say, there are number one consciousness accompanied by joint associated with knowledge unprompted. So, this one is we had already calculated in Pajjana Dhamma. There are 34 mental formations. They are same. This one that is associated always with 34 mental formations. The object may be different. Jhana object is different object. Here may be different object. For example, now you are listening to Dhamma talk. If you have happy feeling, this is number one, 34 mental formations. But if you do not have happy feeling, only equanimity, then maybe another type. Number two is one consciousness accompanied by joint associated with knowledge prompted. With knowledge is, this knowledge is especially for, in this case, Kama Sagata Samadhi. Kama Sagata Samadhi means the understanding of the activity of the law of Kama only. Such type of understanding is necessary. When you are now meditating, when you are accumulating wholesome tamas, you have strong confidence. This wholesome tamas will produce good result. Or this, because of this wholesome tamas, one day I may realize nirvana. Such type of confidence or such type of right view is necessary. This is called samadhi, kama sagata samadhi. That samadhi is important in this case. So here, knowledge makes kama sagata samadhi only. But when you are practicing, this is for ordinary case only. When you are doing dana or when you are observing sila, this is this type of wholesome dhamma. But when you are practicing samatha, before samatha jhana stage, there must be also one type of knowledge. That knowledge is you penetrate the jhana object only. For example, when you are practicing anapana, if you penetrate anapana paribhaga nimitta, that penetrative knowledge is also called knowledge. Jhana. This is jhana samadhi, jhana right view only. When you are practicing vipassana, if you penetrate ultimate materiality, that penetrative knowledge is called this such type of knowledge. So this is, because of this reason, this is called Mahakusala Chaita, great wholesome dhamma, because the area is very wide. When you are accumulating dana, when you are observing sila, this type of consciousness only. When you are practicing jhana, before jhana stage, this type of consciousness only. When you are practicing vipassana, before path and fruition knowledge, this type of kusala chaita only. So they are very wide area. That consciousness is very powerful. How it is bigger? It can produce to be bodhisattva. Do you understand? Our bodhisattva had accumulated 10 types of parami. You may understand well. In last existence, which karma produced, it is 5 aggregates in time of conception stage, present moment. Which karma? This karma, this Mahakusala Chaita. Which Mahakusala Chaita? He had accumulated many metta paramis in many lives. He had practiced metta jhana in many lives, in his previous many lives. Metta jhana concentration can produce to be reborn in Brahma world only, not in human world. But before metta jhana stage, there are very strong and powerful excess concentration stage. Now, we had explained before, Parigama, Upachara, Anuloma, Kudrapu. These are, we call, excess concentrations. These excess concentrations before jhana stage, they are very strong and powerful. These are this Mahakusala Chaita, this Hosan Kusala Chaita. That Medha, we call this is Medha Bhubha Bhaga Bhadibhada. Medha Bhubha Bhaga Bhadibhada means before Medha jhana stage, the practice before Medha jhana stage. That practice, among these practices, the excess concentration close to jhana, Medha jhana is very strong and powerful wholesome dhamma. That wholesome dhamma produces our bodhisattva's 5 aggregates in time of Parisandhi conception stage. Okay? This is because of this, this is powerful. It produces to be Gambodha. Because of this Parisandhi, and then after that he practices well. When he is practicing in Uruvila, maybe Dhubra Chiriya, wrong practice for 6 years. After 6 years, he renounced this Dhubra Chiriya, asceticism, self-modification asceticism, he renounced, and then he practices right way, in the right way. When he is practicing, first he practices Based on Anapana, he tried up to fourth jhana. Then he practiced 10 types of gasina, 8 endemics, and then he practiced Pobhinivasa, no state, recollection of past life, 5 aggregates, etc. Then he practiced Dhipa Chakku. Dhipa Chakku is divine eye. One branch of Dhipa Chakku is he sees the karma in its result. Oh, this person passed away. He was reborn in such a good place because of this wholesome karma. This person passed away. He was reborn in the such hopeful state because of this unwholesome karma. He understood the activity of the karma at that time also. These two types of knowledge are especially supporting God's for understanding the noble truth of the suffering, dukkha, sitya, and the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, sitya. Because Dhipa Chakku understands the activity of the law of karma partially. So, if he practices divine origination thoroughly, other than he clearly understands because of the supporting cause of these two types of knowledge, Pobhinivasa Nusri Vinyana and Dhipa Chakku Vinyana, divine eye, wisdom, faculty, and regulation of past life, wisdom, faculty. Because of these two knowledge support, he can easily understand ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes, and then he contemplates them as nature, dukkha, and another. But there are many different ways. Atarasa Mahavipassana, this is mentioned. So, but when he is near to become Buddha, he contemplates Pajjana Dhammas. All formations he contemplates up to Singharupaka Jnana stage. It is nature, but his nature. But Abhita contemplating many formations, every formations as nature, dukkha, ananda, up to Singharupaka Jnana stage. When he reached Singharupaka Jnana stage, he chooses one Dhamma. When he is contemplating Pajjana Dhammas, he became Sotapanna. His path in knowledge, path in Sotapanna, path in fruition knowledge associated with Pajjana Dhamma. When he is contemplating second jhana dhamma as nature, dukkha, and anatta, other than he became Sakadagami. When he is contemplating third jhana dhamma as nature, dukkha, and anatta, other than he became Anagami. When he is contemplating fourth jhana dhamma as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, then he became arahat. Other than he became omniscient Buddha, because his arahant path associated with omniscient knowledge, samyunyata jnana. So, this citta is very powerful. Up to Singharupaka jnana stage, all vipassana inside knowledge are this Mahakusala citta. So, it is called great wholesome dhamma. Number three, one consciousness accompanied by joint dissociated from knowledge unprompted. For example, while you are practicing anapana, sometimes you may know the anapana partially. Partially means not clearly, because mind is going away, coming back, going away, coming back, and then sometimes no, sometimes go back, sometimes no, sometimes go back. So other than usually such type of consciousness. Because the knowledge is other than dissociated. In the same way, number four, one consciousness accompanied by joint dissociated from knowledge prompted. Sometimes laziness is coming while meditating. Oh, you should try. Then you must ask to yourself. So other than prompted. But knowledge is not so strong enough at the day, maybe absent. Then five, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with knowledge unprompted. When you are accumulating wholesome dhamma, sometimes feeling is not happy feeling. Sometimes maybe neutral feeling only. Now you are listening mind dhamma talk. You may, if you please mind dhamma talk, if you have strong enough satisfaction, then you may feel happiness. If you don't like, oh, no good. So unprompted also, a neutral feeling also present. Then, number six, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with knowledge prompted. Number 7, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity dissociated from knowledge unprompted. Number 8, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity dissociated from knowledge prompted. So when you are accumulating wholesome dhammas, then when doing dana, or when you are observing sila, or when you are practicing samatha, or when you are practicing vipassana, these 8 types are occasionally one type, or maybe 2 or 3 or 4, or maybe 8, or maybe present, occasionally. So because of this reason, Buddha also taught 8 types of consciousness. But consciousness is only one. Because of the associated mental formations, they begin different types only. Okay, today I must stop here. Tomorrow, maybe last day. Any question?
Sido, about prompted and unprompted. So that is in Pali, sasankara?
Sasankarika.
It is not the same as, for example, there's one Anguttara Sutta about sasankara, patipada, and sasankara, dukkha, patipada, sasankara, dukkha, patipada.
Nearly same. And then also he must prompt it sometimes to himself, sometimes unprompted, because his meditation practice going well, other than it is not necessary to be prompted. But sometimes his meditation is not going well on his way. Other than he must ask, oh, please try. In this way he must ask to himself. Or maybe by teachers, oh, don't disappoint, please try hard. In this way they may ask. So other than prompted.
So the prompting may be from somebody else or it can be from oneself.
By oneself.
Could one say that the unprompted karma is more powerful because it's more powerful.
For example, our Buddha's omniscient knowledge. Omniscient knowledge is Mahagriya. Tomorrow we will explain same type. Mahagriya, Jnana Sambyogda, Asankarika, not Sasankarika.
There's one sutta in the Anguttara Nikaya where a Brahmin comes to the Buddha and says he believes everything what a person experiences is the result of karma. And the Buddha says it's wrong view. There are 6 types of feelings. And only the last is kama vipakaja, vedana. Because feelings can arise because of climate or bile or phlegm or irregular lifestyle and all these things.
It is true. Mm.
But here this division into consciousness. If something is not kama, if it is kama, it must be kusala or akusala. But if it is not kama, then it's either kriya or it is vipaka.
Yes, when you are accumulating wholesome dhammas, there may be cognitive process. You should try to understand cognitive process. Other than only, you will understand which is kriya, which is functional, which is resultant. Other than you will understand which is wholesome dhamma, which is unwholesome dhamma. As a plain, you will not understand well. According to cognitive process only, it will be understood very well. For example, 3 people yesterday we had explained endocognitive process. So, in endocognitive process, number 1 is phyto-advanting consciousness. This is functional. When it becomes functional, if you practice dependent origination, then you will understand. They are not produced. In phyto-advanting consciousness, mind moment, there are also 5 aggregates. Among 5 aggregates, these 4 mental aggregates, Varna, Sanya, Sankhara, Vijnana. These 4 mental aggregates are not produced by previous karma. They also cannot produce any good or bad result in future. So they are only just functional only.
I'm thinking of a more banal example. if during the cold season one is cold at night, it need not be the result of unwholesome karma. It's just because it's cold, right?
Maybe this is because of the weather condition only. But indirectly, we are connected with this condition. Indirectly means universal monarch. When they begin universal monarch, then their missions automatically appear there, what called wheel, turning wheel. Turning wheel, chakra yarana. This is also automatically appear. But this is really uduja rupa. Uduja rupa means if you can discern four elements in this turning wheel, then you can see this is a group of kalapas. In each kalapa, there are eight types of materiality. Among eight types, there is fire element, deja. That deja produce new generation successfully for a long time. So they are directly produced by temperature, it is true. But that temperature produced kalapas are indirectly connected with his previous karma. Because of his previous karma, karma is supporting cause. Because of this karma, this turning wheel, radana, will appear. So because of this reason, indirectly they are sometimes also connected with previous karma. For example, you are reborn in Germany, cold weather. I was born in Burma, very hot. So this is also indirectly connected with previous karma, not directly.
And what I mean is, for example, they invite a Myanmar monk to teach in the West, and it is cold. But his desire, his resolution to accept the invitation is because he wants to do something good, so it is kusala. But because of this intention, he suffers. But if something is kusala, it cannot have an unpleasant result. It is just like if he feels cold in the West, it's just a side effect when he's going.
Kusala and agusala depends on his right attention and wrong attention. Yoniso manasikara and ayoniso manasikara. This is proximate cause only. If he have yoniso manasikara, wise attention, then jhanas will be wholesome tamas. If he had unwise attention, whether this is cold or hot, but then there will be ahosan tamas, ahosan jhanas.
But that is already the reaction. Yeah, if he goes to a cold country to teach because of kusala karma, the result cannot be unpleasant. But it is kind of, if he feels cold, it is unpleasant just because of the weather and not because of karma.
Karma may be indirectly only. Karma may be indirectly moving. For example, you are going to Western country to teach. If you have no ability, how you can teach? So indirectly, there may be many causes.
I have a question about remembering past lives. The example we find inside those books are always somebody makes offerings in front of a pagoda and makes a resolution. I want to be reborn as this or that, as a bhikkhu or a woman or whatever. But what happens to people who don't make offerings in front of pagodas and they don't make resolutions, I want to be reborn as this or that? Does it mean that these people are not reborn, or does it mean if they are reborn, they cannot remember their past lives because that presumably requires making offerings in front of pagodas?
This is maybe karma can produce its result when it became mature only. As long as that karma cannot mature, then it cannot produce any result. But if you practice dependent origination, other than you will understand Smurya Sitta. One type of karma is usually produced this by aggregates in the now hour, pre-sandhi, mind moment, first conception stage. But if there is no karma, then it cannot produce. But this karma may be for some persons only, offering flower to the Buddha or to the pagoda, etc. But for some persons, maybe meditation practice also possible. When they are practicing like our bodhisattva, metta bhavana, Perform it at Jana stage, they are wholesome tamas. This wholesome tamas produces by aggregates. So, how we can say?
Well, this is the only example given for gati nimitta, but because there are many people, there must be a lot of various gati nimitta. So what are other examples?
Gati nimitta is for human beings only mother's womb color, maybe especially red color, like carpet. Red color, reddish color. But in research, many meditators, only one yogi seek this gati nimitta for human being only. But for others, there may be different types of gati. Gati nimitta. For example, Sona's father, Pichila Papada, in Sri Lanka. Sona is arahat. His father was Handa, but he many times admonished to his father not to do this work, but he don't want to obey. But when he became very old, and then he approached to his son, so his son Sona also served his father as a father. But one day he was nearly dying. At that time, dogs are following to him to bite him, so he is shouting. At that time, Banariva Sona Anasra, my father sees Gati Nimitta, hell Gati Nimitta, hell Nimitta. So he collected flowers. He told Samniras to collect flowers from the forest. And then he put flowers on the dish. And then he carried his father to in front of Jediya. And then he told his father, please pay respect to the Buddha. These flowers are for you. You should offer to the Buddha. In this way, they told. And then he can take this wholesome dharma. This is death proximate karma. Because of this karma, his nimitta changed. Nimitta change means he saw his mentions in Deva world, and maybe deities. So he passed away. So that type of gati nimitta, this is called gati nimitta, that's the nation sign. This sign also appears. But in many meditators I research, gati nimitta is only one person in human being I see. But other meditators may be different signs. Different signs, especially karma and karma nimitta. Karma and the sign of karma only.
But making the offering in front of a pagoda is an example for a powerful karma.
Maybe if it becomes mature, it also can become powerful.
But if people don't make offerings in front of a pagoda, what else is their powerful karma?
Maybe they can meditate. If they don't want to do offering, then they can meditate or they can reflect their own virtue, etc. only.
But many people are reborn as in Christian countries. They are humans, but you can assume they did not meditate in a former life.
But I had seen one Christian lady in one of previous life, he built one school building. He offered this school building. When he is doing opening ceremony at the night, ceilings are covered with white cloth. Walls are also covered with white cloth. But at the time of death, she saw this white cloth. Why this white cloth appears, she do not understand. But if he descends dependent origination patterns slowly, then she understood. At that time, as a Christian, she offered this school on school building only. This kusala karma also produced to be reborn in human world.
Sanjay, I have a question from a yogi about the location of the mind. First question is, where is it located?
When object Dainan Sengati Paso Paso Bija Vrana Sattva Buddha Dot. There must be base, there must be object. And then meeting of the object in base. There must be Manasikara, attention, etc. If these causes are ready, then mind arise only, not stored. But if these cognitive process do not rise, when God mindset is always rising and passing away successfully for many times. So there's no place where the mind store. But when the object and base image to each other and there is also manasikara, then they will rise only.
Then the second question is that the sadhu explained that the mind rests in the blood in the heart. And the yogi's question is, then how can the mind cognize objects far away, even this far, when it is resting in the mind?
This is the power of mind only. Do you remember Sri Lanka? Please pay attention, Sri Lanka Mahajidya. Do you see Mahajidya now? Okay, this is the power of mind. You can remember this Jidya. So, the power, especially this is Sati at the time. Sati is very important. But in a wholesome cases, this is perception, Sinya. Sinya is very strong and powerful. In wholesome cases, Sati is very powerful. Sati can memorize the previous objects, previous experiences, etc.
Then a question about faith, sadhana. Yesterday the sadhu explained that sadhana is like certainty, that one has doubt maybe about the origin of rupa, then one practices paticca-samuppada, then one sees that this rupa is produced by this, and karma, etc. And then faith arises. Before that, there is doubt. This is correct?
Then the question maybe if they may have doubt only, may only, not exactly.
Because that is the question that when, for example, a yogi goes to Pa'a to practice, then there is faith, but there's faith that this practice is will lead to Nibbana, there is faith in the teacher, there is faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha perhaps. This faith is based, is quite innocent. It is not based on knowledge, they have not seen anything. They only believe that this is good to do. Is that also sadhana?
Maybe, if they have confidence in the three trainers. This is also called sadhana.
Then today the sadhu explained how the path and fruition consciousness can arise when one contemplates the first jhana dhammas or the second jhana dhammas, etc. But if one is contemplating rupa instead of nama, then what is the path of fruition knowledge associated with?
This is associated with jhana dhamma also. Because at the day, his knowledge, if they calculate, there are 37 mental fetters, mental formations. Among 37, 5 jhana fetters are present. So this is not mundane jhana, this is only supra-mundane jhana. In the same way, when he is contemplating kamavachara namadhammas, kamavachara namadhammas means, for example, if he pay attention to chakupasara, as this is chakupasara, that understanding knowledge is called kamavachara. The understanding knowledge arises as a cognitive process. One is contemplating this cognitive process, namadhammas as nature to another, and then also he may realize nibbana. Or as a general, or as a whole, he may contemplate namadhammas as a whole, as a general, and then also he may realize nibbana. And then also, when they calculate his path and fruition knowledge, they are associated with panchana petas. So they are called first jhana dhammas, but they are supra-mundane only, not mundane jhana.
Then the last question is a very popular concept in popular Buddhism is the pure consciousness. They talk about the pure consciousness. Can the sadhu please comment upon that?
Maybe according to our Buddha's teaching, pure consciousness is not associated with unwholesome mental formations. If they are not associated with unwholesome mental formations, then they must associate with wholesome mental formations only. This type of consciousness is pure consciousness. But this pure consciousness may be, stage by stage, may be bigger, higher and higher. Higher and higher means maybe number one, sila visuddhi. There are seven purifications. When he is observing his bhaju, other than also sila visuddhi. This wholesome dhamma is also pure. When he is practicing samadha, he may attain jhana. This is called Chaita Visuddhi. Other than also his mind is pure. When pure, that pure is free from defilements only. But they are associated with wholesome mental formations, mental fetters. In the same way, when he is practicing vipassana stage by stage, there may be, he may understand ultimate materiality and mentality. Other than his mind also pure Chaita Visuddhi. Purification of view. Why? He understands other than there is no soul, only ultimate materiality and mentality only. So his mind is free from the perception of soul. So his mind also pure. In the same way, when he is practicing vipassana stage by stage, this is also jnana-dasana visuddhi, etc. So his knowledge becomes pure because he understands the anicca nature, dukkha nature, and anatta nature of these formations. Then when he, paribhrajñāna dasana visuddhi, then if he reach higher stage, but in fruition knowledge stage, then this becomes jnana dasana visuddhi, etc. But when he is practicing dependent origination, sorry, this is kankha vidrana visuddhi. His mind is pure because he had no doubt about past life, future life, and past and future both, because he already understood past causes produce present five aggregates, present five aggregates will produce future five aggregates. Not only this, when he is practicing dependent origination, he must practice also not only rising stage, but causal rising, but causal cessation also he must try to understand. Causal cessation, causal passing away is because of the complete cessation of causes, five aggregates also cease completely without remainder. So that complete cessation also he must try to understand. At that time, he already understood when his future life will be finished. His five aggregates will cease completely without remainder in which life. For some meditators, if they practice diligently in this life, they will cease completely with their five aggregates will cease completely without remainder. For some meditators, if they practice diligently in one of future life, their five aggregates will cease completely without remainder. So such type of understanding is also called purification of thought. So this is mind also pure. When they are practicing vipassana at that time also, paribhita jnana dasana visuddhi and the jnana dasana visuddhi. Jnana dasana visuddhi is especially when they realize nirvana, then they are, but knowledge is pure, very pure. So they are maybe stage by stage, they are maybe pure mind.
So we can say that in the Dhamma, pure consciousness means that it is associated with wholesome
chitta-seekers. Wholesome chitta-seekers, for arahats, functional chitta-seekers.
Bhante?
Okay. Bhante, I think you may have answered this in the last question, but I'm not sure. Can you please explain the notion about becoming a sotapanna? You have to know how to get to Nibbana again and again with ease. Or is this true, or is it just one time to Nibbana you become a Sotapanna?
According to our Buddha's teaching, Sotapatipatta knowledge can rise only once, not again. Okay? But Sotapatipatta fruition knowledge can rise again. Okay? Again and again means as long as his inside knowledge is not yet mature to attain higher stage, then Sotapatti fruition knowledge may arise taking Nibbana as object again. Because path knowledge duty function is to destroy dependence. If path knowledge destroy dependence already completely without remainder, then it is not necessary to destroy dependence again.
Okay, so you only need to touch Nibbana for one mind moment or two.
Maybe at that time, if he realizes Nibbana, first realization stage is called Sotapanna Patthasa. But after Sotapanna Patth knowledge, crucial knowledge successfully arises, this is called Sotapanna. When he begins Sotapanna, if he want to realize Nibbana again, then Sotapanna crucial knowledge will arise again only. Path knowledge is cause, crucial knowledge is result only. Maybe when you reach, maybe Subramandi, four types of consciousness and four types of resulting consciousness, at that time partially you may understand, but you will understand fully when you begin Sotapanna.
maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Bhante, so we could say that the Sotapanna only needs to touch Nibbana for that one moment to change over. And then
maybe touch Nibbana is only if he first realize Nibbana, first mind moment is called Sotapanna, but knowledge mind moment. Because of this but knowledge, then fruition knowledge appears. This fruition knowledge also touch Nibbana only. But again, if he want to realize or to touch Nibbana again, then he can do this fine fruition knowledge, not path knowledge.
Right, so the person who cannot go in this state again and again, he had this fake Nibbana.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe these both statements were actually true.
Yes.
Can you explain what this fake Nibbana is usually is? People, they claim that they have this kusala mind or something major happened, but many people in the strict commentaries, they write them off. They say this is just a balanga, or this is the arupa jhana. Can you explain in detail why they would feel that they have changed as a completely new person, even though it was just a
belief. Venerable Sukruti is talking about yogis who attain. A yogi maybe attains jhana, maybe fine material jhana or immaterial jhana, and then the yogi thinks he has attained nibbana, and. Why does he think he has attained Nibbana when in fact he has not attained Nibbana? That is the question.
They may have no general knowledge about Pariyatti knowledge as well as Paripatti knowledge. Because they have no much knowledge, understanding about path and fruition knowledge about jhana practice. Because they do not understand well. Okay, let us start today, tomorrow, last day. Sharing merit. Idhami bhunya aswakhaya vaha hodu. Idhami bhunya nibhanasa pachaya hodu. Idhami bhunya sabhasadhana bhajema tisabhe Mesama Punya Bhaga Labandu Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu.